rough city slicker. I never cared for cowboy tunes. Then I tuned in the trail mix one night, and that sure changed my tune. I came upon Pinecone Radio, and I listened to the best of the trail mix show. And now I dream about doggies and cowgirls, don't you know? This is the best of the trail mixes so far. Good night. Good morning, John Boy. Stay tuned for another episode of Breaking Mad.
I need to talk to you.
Louise, hold all my calls.
Don, I really need to talk to you.
If it's about that promotion you keep pestering me about, you can forget it.
No, Don, it isn't about the promotion, which I feel I deserve. It's about my wife. I think she knows.
Knows what?
You know, about the thing.
The thing?
The thing, Don. The thing.
You're going to have to be more illustrative than that.
The crystal meth.
Oh. That thing.
Yes, that thing.
Pete, I thought I told you that subject isn't allowed to be discussed in the firm unless...
Unless we were afraid somebody found out.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Well, someone found out.
Who? Who, Pete? Pete, you play dumb on this, and you can bet I'll tell Roger Sterling this was all your idea from the get-go.
Peggy.
Peggy?
Peggy. She knows.
How? Where? When?
The bachelorette party for Joan. Joan spilled the beans.
But Joan, she's a meth head, and Peggy, she's just into pot.
Close enough, Don.
Yes.
Mr. Draper and Mr. Hilton
the
on the line.
Mr. Hilton?
Why take a chance?
Shut up, Pete. Put him through, Louise.
Yes, Mr. Draper.
Donald Draper.
Connie Hilton.
Long time, no talk.
Long time. No
Look,
talk.
Don, I'll cut to the chase. You're like a son to me. More than that, really, you're like a daughter to me.
I appreciate that. And I mean that. Louise, you want a drink?
Listen, Don, I know all about you and Pete Campbell and the VWRV in New Mexico, your whole crystal meth lab scheme in case Cooper Sterling goes under next season because you're getting too soap opera-esque.
You do?
What a shit and shinola are you, Don? You're like an adopted pet to me, Don.
I appreciate that.
So, Don, cut me in on the action. As long as you and Campbell are on the QT, I can give you both 40% of all the Hilton draws for 1964. That means all you have to do is read the Bible and keep cooking meth until the cows come home.
Well, I'd have to talk to my...
Don!
Don, you don't have a wife worth respecting.
Look, Peter, I'm...
You're
Pete,
impotent.
I'm what?
You're impotent.
Impotent? Is that what you're implying? Because if
boys,
you are...
Boys, Pete, listen to me. You're like a second cousin idiot nephew to me.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, kiss enough ass and your mustache will match your pipe tobacco. Listen, Don, give me the moon this time. I'm counting on it.
Good. Goodbye.
Don, about that raise.
Peggy's here to see you, Mr. Draper.
Send her in.
Hello, Don. Pete.
Hello, Peggy.
I want in on everything, or I'll blow your whole New Mexico meth
Peggy,
story.
Would you like a drink?
No, but you got any pot? Don, I could tell her about Dick. Don't get her in on our Breaking Bad.
Pete, what would you say if Peggy and I were having an affair?
Well, I'd say jolly well then. I'm telling, that's what.
Peggy, tell him.
Pete, I'm carrying Roger Sterling's child. Well then, I'd say it was time for some period music then.
Oh, man, split the breezes, you mule-hip cayuses! Well, hey there, doggy dreamer. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time of the month, ladies. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Yes, sir. It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail Mix.
This is Richard Attenborough, and I'm sitting amongst one of the most fascinating farmlands in Western Virginia of the United States. What is so remarkable about these particular creatures here in this obscure farmland, in this West Virginia landscape, as the sun sets, is the divide between these chickens and frogs on one end of the farm, and a gap about 4 feet wide, and just over the gap, another section of large bullfrogs and hens and roosters. Now, what makes this so fascinating is not so much that they're separated, but that they are indeed different chickens and different frogs. If we take our microphones and slow down the chickens and the frogs, you will hear what I mean. It's almost as if we have a red state and a blue state. Chicken, frog on this side.
Black, 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 black.
Obama. 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 Obama.
And another type of chicken and frog on the other side.
Obama. 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 Obama.
Mit, mit.
Obama.
Mit. 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 Mit.
Democrats.
Mit. Mit. Mit.
And Republicans.
Mit. 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 Mit.
Some are Democrat frogs.
Mit.
Some are Democrat chickens that stick together, while the other side are Republican frogs and chickens.
Obama. Obama.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Most fascinating. This is Richard Attenborough for National Geographic and the BBC Red and Blue World. Now back to Trail Mix.
Betty, I told you not to call me at the office anymore. You irritate me. Besides, we're divorced. We have been for quite some affairs now.
Yes, but it's Sally. It's Sally, Don.
What about Sally? What is it this time? She's always causing you trouble, in your mind. She's a good little girl.
She's menstruating.
Menstruating?
Menstruating.
That's your department, honey.
I know, but she's... Oh, never mind.
Okay. Goodbye.
We're both spirits now.
You mean we're both...
dead.
That's right, Norman. We're both dead. No chances to get it right with you.
Listen to my daughter
now, sweetie. She was a very liberal Vietnam protester prodigy, and we worked on an Oscar-winning film together. And you got to say a bad word for her.
I am an old poop.
Yes, you are an old poop.
Ethel.
Yes.
Ethel.
What is it, Norman? What? If you say my name one more time, I'll dump these...
Fair.
Sounds like a myth.
Lifting, doesn't it?
Sounds like you're gonna pick some strawberry.
Oh, shit.
What did you say?
That was the bad word that I learned, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, Norman. And you really lost it when your grandson got the fire going away.
You couldn't...
You got some strawberries now, and I'll have some nice Pine Mountain donuts from the bear claw when you get them back.
Ethel! My heart, Ethel.
Work on me here, buddy. Bucket, trail, scoop, strawberries.
Ethel!
You old poop!
There's no strawberries in heaven.
There aren't?
Chelsea!
She's gone.
Ethel!
Get over, Chelsea. The cows. The cows. The cows now.
Where are those cows coming from?
Must be trailer mix.
Mr. Random was the best teacher I ever knew. He could really teach. I mean, he knew his stuff. He'd take the time to really teach. If I was making C pluses, D's... I even almost had an F one time in chemistry. He'd walk me through my homework. After the school bus left, even. He made sure I made a passing grade. I even got free tickets to the Astrodome so I could take my dad and watch the Houston Oilers stomp on the San Francisco Giants. I mean, we lost, eventually. But it was the Houston Astrodome, for Christ's sake. Mr. Random Wiz was a great teacher. A great teacher. I want to squeeze his nose and let him know how much I appreciated him. Mr. Random Wiz, you were one hell of a teacher.
We at ExxonMobil are recognizing how much good teachers mean to us and our economy. Without good chemistry teachers, we wouldn't have the oil industry people like Phil Donahue and Rachel Maddow have to pay their bills. Bite the hand that feeds you, and you're just slapping people like Mr. Random Wiz in the face. ExxonMobil, skirting the BP Gulf disaster by diverting your attention by kissing ass to America's teachers.
Hello there. I'm Fred Rogers, and this is my neighbor.
Well, Mr. Rogers, I'm so happy to meet you. Jane and Ann told me you'd be stopping by for a visit, so I brought my Bessie over here so I could show your TV neighbor how we milk cows the old-fashioned way in the days of the West, the way the cowboys did. And yet,
oh, this will be fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. I think so, Fred. Can I call you Fred?
Please do.
I can call you Fred. You know, Fred, I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like
well,
you.
Well, now,
just like you.
You do, at least for the next few minutes or so.
Yee-hoo!
So, tell me, Pete.
Yeah.
What are you doing exactly?
Well, Fred, I'm just squeezing her udders with my hands, see? But, much like Jane and Ann's machine.
I see. And this is Bessie?
Yes, sir. This is Bessie. She's a little shy, but she's probably one of my more friendly cows, so I thought I'd bring her over to say hello.
And she's letting us walk.
Yeah, she's not too shy, Fred. Here, would you like to squeeze the wheeze a bit, Fred?
Oh, you think I could?
Sure, why not?
Oh, my. Pete's gonna let me squeeze the wheeze, as he put it.
Mm-hmm.
Do I just reach under here like this?
Yes, sir.
And
just give it a little tug there. A little tug.
And, oh,
Would you look at that, neighbor? Mm-hmm. Milk is shooting into the bucket. Mm-hmm. Just like Ann's milk and parlor machine.
Pretty much, Fred.
Oh, my. And she doesn't mind when I squeeze her udder?
Not at all, Fred. In fact, I think she kind of likes it, even.
Would you look at that? She's really squirting, isn't she?
You bet. She's squirting.
And how much will she fill in this bucket here, Plankone?
Oh, I'd say at least up to the halfway mark there, that little line there, mm-hmm. the bucket there.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
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 Sure. Sure. She likes to move, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. She often moves.
Just like Jane's cows in the past.
Just like Jane's.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Pete, for letting me show my neighbor mm-hmm. how you cowboys... Milk,
sure.
Cows the old-fashioned.
Anytime, Fred.
I'm going to join Jane again.
Okay.
And let her show me and my neighbor how the milk gets bottled now.
Oh, that should be fun. Jane's a little shy, but she's lots of fun.
Yes, she is.
I tried to ask her out once, but she rejected me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Pinecone Pete.
Oh, it's okay, Fred. We're still friends, and we're still really good neighbors.
Well, that's very special, isn't it, Fred?
Yes, it is, Fred. When a woman says no, it means no.
Can you at home say that? No? Try it.
No.
That's right. No.
Kind of sounds like a cow mooing, doesn't it, Fred?
It kind of does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No. Moo.
No.
Moo.
No.
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 No, no, no.
Moo.
Moo. Moo. Moo.
Moo. Jane, we had a good time over there.
No, no!
Wait a second, Jane. I'd like to show my friend something. Look at this. It's so cold in here that you can see your breath. Did you ever do that in the winter time when it was really cold outside? You go,
okay, Fred, let's go to the next room. It's kind of cold in here.
Wait, Jane. Wait. I want to show my neighbor some more. Look, I can make smoke rings.
That's nice, Fred. Let's go. I'm getting cold.
Wait. Look, haven't you ever done that in the wintertime when you're standing outside and it's just so cold and you just make, you can see your breath. Look at...
That's nice, Fred, but it's freezing and I'm getting over a cold.
Wait, Jane. Look, I can shoot rings through another smoke. It's almost like you're smoking a pipe. Have your father ever smoke a pipe and shoot smoke rings in the air like this?
I'm freezing, Fred. Fred, let's get our ashes out of here.
No, wait. I want to try something. Wait, this is good. This will be good television. Wait, look, neighbor.
Now, then where do you take the milk after this?
The products go out here, outside this store, and we load the trucks in.
We see that?
Sure.
Good.
This is our loading dock where we load all the trucks.
Ooh, look at all this
Here's
milk.
Here's Tom loading his truck.
How do you do? Hi. He's putting milk on, but I see other things in there, too.
Yes, we carry many products here. We have eggs, butter, orange juice, cottage cheese, sour cream.
Wow. lot of business you have. And you have lots of trucks and a lot of machinery, a lot of cows.
When you own your own business, it's very expensive, all those items.
I can imagine.
But it's very pleasing also.
Uh-huh.
I'm so glad you could come today.
Thanks, Jane.
Do you know if I have to go back and get my clipboard? I left it at the milking parlor this morning.
Well,
I
thanks
forgot
for
all
helping
about
me.
It. It was nice seeing you,
good
friend.
Good to see you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, God, Anne, I thought I'd never get rid of that man. I know, I mean, Jane, he just talks your ear off, and he keeps saying such inane things all the time, like, oh, is that part of the cow? And he's pointing to a big glass jar. I know, he's really weird. Oh, and he's kept me in the freezer for like an hour, showing his breath to his TV neighbor, and, oh, I tell you, I thought we were going to freeze to death in there. The cameraman kept saying, cut, cut, with his throat, you know, that finger thing. Oh. I had to tell him I had my clipboard I left in the parlor here. That was a good idea. Oh, God. Anyway, I'm glad he lives on the other side of the neighborhood. Me too. Woo! You want to come to my place? Sure.
I like to go to interesting places like that.
Well, Mr. Rogers, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that was all from Fox News, and, you know, they try to be unbiased, and they say they, you know, they just report, and, you know, they don't put their opinions in. What do you make of all that? Well, Pancone Pete, I don't know. I think, well, can you say assholes? Yeah, Miss Rogers, I can say assholes. They just don't get it. I mean, I was just trying to help kids with their self-esteem. I mean, so many little children at such impressionable ages. It's very important to feel special, whether you're making straight A's or not, you know. And most of the kids I know were doing the best they could. I'm a little bit hurt. I don't blame you, Mr. Rogers. I mean, boy, those Fox News people, they're assholes. Yeah, they are assholes. I'd like to say it again. Assholes. Assholes. Sure. Sure. Well, I'm going to put my sweater on and go back to heaven now. I don't blame you, Mr. Rogers. We live in a funny world, a funny country, with funny news programs. Funny, funny, funny. And I'll see what's funny about it.
Pancone Pete, what the heck is going on in your show?
That's a good question. I have no idea. They're Andy trailer hits. Well, I can't understand a word those dogs are saying over there. I think they're doing their own radio show, Andy. Well, I know they got the microphones. I know they got a backdrop. I just don't get it. Well, I think we're going to have to get the dog translator. screen on, and then we'll figure out what they're saying. I think it's a new show that they got. I think that's a good idea. Pete, get it going so we can know what they're talking about here. All right, here we go. When does it kick in? It should have kicked in already. Alright. Oh, I gotta turn the volume up. Here we go. Okay. Should be good.
Now let's get back to our show.
Sniffing Butts with Rex Rover Balls. That's very interesting, because when I sniff a girl's butt, I can't think
of one time, whether it's at a park or somebody's apartment or house,
where the lady, you know, the female dog, has been offended.
Well, I once got bit right in the... I mean, we've all been bitten.
Yes.
We've all had those tussles.
Well, Ido, what do you think?
I think it's okay. I mean, if you see a bitch you like and you want to, you know, go after her... I say,
why don't we ask one of our lady friends, Kitty, the golden retriever over there? Have you ever been offended when?
Oh yes.
When a male dog has just inadvertently come up to you and just started sniffing your butt.
Gone for my butt. Well, sometimes it's quite flattering, but sometimes it's so aggressive that I just, I try to run away usually because I'm a golden retriever. But it can get like I don't know, my master.
Okay, so it depends.
It depends. Sometimes it's wonderful, you know, if I like the dog.
Hot tamale.
Yeah.
Let's hear from you, the Chihuahua. Hot. We know you're kind of a horny dog. I mean, let's be real. When you sniff,
I see a girl's butt. I just see a bitch. I want to sniff her butt.
Okay, you can't say that.
I can't say what?
No.
Yeah, why not?
No.
Yes, you can.
Maybe you can.
You can say
okay,
bitch.
Okay, whatever.
You can say bitch on the radio.
Have you? Because you're a little more eager, a little more appreciative, or whatever. Than some of us. You just barrel through there. I've seen you at the park.
What can I say? I like their smell. I like the way they look. I like the way they drool. I like the way they pant. I like the way they act. I like the way their tails
whoa.
What can I say? I like to hump them too sometimes.
But Kitty, what do you think? What do you think of Hot Tamale's attitude there?
He's the kind I was telling you about it. Irritating. You know? And I've nipped at some. Like
sometimes.
I'm sorry, Hot.
Yeah. After we take a commercial break, why don't we talk about humping legs? No, human or the dog of your affection. It doesn't matter. It's a different kind of thing, and we're going to talk about whether or not this is considered sexual harassment.
Amen.
Because
we
want to keep this to where we're not called in to the shelters and so forth, right?
It's natural. I mean, I see a bitch.
Yeah, we'll be doing that pretty soon. But I hear some cattle coming in. I think it's time for trail mix. Yeah, it's the cow time. Cow time. All right, you Australian shepherds, you healers, you other guys, feel free to chase the cows. I mean, that's what you're here for. Yeah, let's get on with the show. Yep. Split the breezes.
One of these nights, before very long, you may find that some of it passes off in your sleep.
Oh, but Dad, that's wrong, isn't it? I mean...
Oh, no, son. It's not at all wrong. Now, it's true that to waste the seat deliberately, to do anything knowingly to make it come, is a very grave sin. Because God designed that secretion in a man for one purpose. To be, well, like one of his raw materials in the creation of a new life.
Makes you think, hot tamale, a little?
I feel bad.
Yeah, we could learn a lot from those humans.
We sure can.
You know, it's one reason why I listen to Trail Mix every Sunday night.
I can see why.
On Pinecone Radio.
There's a lot of wisdom on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I should stop humping legs and sniffing butts, huh?
Yep.
Boy. You know, yep. I'm going to turn over a new
leaf. Right.
And stop humping and sniffing.
Yep, it's a sin.
I know. Now I know. Hey, guys?
Well.
Guys?
That's why I tuned into their program for you, their hot tamale.
Rex, can I say
what do you got to say there? What's that, kitty?
I just wanted to put my paw on Hot Tamale's shoulder.
Just to make puppies. That's right. It kind of takes the fun out of it, I know.
Yeah, but he means well.
But, they are a bit more evolved than we are.
Get that red lipstick back inside there. Sorry.
This is Richard Attenborough. And I'm sitting at the uttermost top of the world. I'm actually sitting exactly on the North Pole. I'm all alone here. It's sub-degree zeros must be about 55 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. And I'm colder than a witch's tit. I'm all alone here on this frozen, barren, windy, howling, godforsaken land called the North Pole. My camera crew, my scientific advisors, have abandoned me. Going to have to somehow find them. If you look south, if you look north, if you look east, if you look west, every direction is bleak and cold, very cold. I don't know why they abandoned me. I mean, every once in a while, I couldn't sleep last night. It's so freaking cold. I was bored out of my mind and listening to the howling wind through the tent. All I did was wake up some of the crew members middle of the night and, you know, James, this is Richard Attenborough.
Richard.
Are you cold?
Richard, go to sleep.
I am.
Richard, go to bed. Go to sleep, Richard.
Andrew, tell me what it's like to be a cameraman at 3 in the morning on the North Pole.
Let's talk about
freezing your butts off. So, I kept waking up everybody in the tents that way last night. I finally got to sleep, only to see myself abandoned. All the tents are gone, even my sleeping bag. All they left me was with was this husky and my snowshoes. Let's go, Tibbet. Let's try to find our crew. This is Richard Attenborough for BBC Planet Blue. Planet freezing my testes off. Hopefully,
be a happy ending if I don't die. Come on, Tibbet. Come on, Tibbet. Let's find them. Oh. Look, Tibbet. A rock. Victor. Come on, Tibbet. Come on, Tibbet. Tibbet, you're going the wrong way. Tibbet! Come here, Tibbet! Ah, Tibbet. The Malamute Husky has abandoned me. Remarkable. Remarkable.
I made a lot of money. I made $250,000 from a book and the serial rights, which many of you were good enough to purchase also. In the practice of law, and I'm not claiming I was worth it, but apparently former vice presidents or presidents are worth a great deal to law firms, and I did work pretty hard. But in also in that period, I earned between $100,000 and $250,000 every year. So that when I, in 1968, decided to become a candidate for president, I decided to clean the decks and to put everything in real estate. I sold all my stock for $300,000. That's all I own. I sold my apartment in New York for $300,000. I'm using rough figures here. And I had $100,000 coming to me from the law firm. And so that's where the money came from. Let me just say this. And I want to say this to the television audience. I made my mistakes. But in all of my years of public life, I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got. Well, I'm not a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. Because the president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Well, there he goes again, Gerald.
Yes. You would have thought my pardon would have been enough, Ronnie.
Well, he just can't let go of the past. Because people have
got to know. Yes, and I guess he was the king of living in the past.
I keep trying to tell him, just forget it. Just forget it all. That's what I did. People say to me, Ronnie, how about those arms for hostages? Or Ronnie, how about that Nicaragua? Or Ali North? And I just keep saying, I don't remember that part.
Well, it does him no good.
Let's call him over for some barbecue.
Good idea, Ron.
Richard? Richard?
All right,
Dick.
All right. Enough of that. Can you see me?
Richard?
I'm busy. I'm
Dick,
busy.
Come on. Tricky Dicky.
All right, enough of that. Can't you see? I'm doing this.
Well, Dick, we just thought we could interest you in some good old-fashioned cooking. Come on, Dick, the fire's hot.
Well, I am not a crook.
No one said you were, Richard.
I'm not a cook.
Food is already as it is.
I am not a cook.
Over for a spell.
But my tapes, somebody may steal them.
This is heaven, Dick. No one steals anything in heaven. Not even the bushes.
Well, I suppose I could take a little break.
Of course you can.
Have some jelly beans before you dig in, Mr. President.
Don't mind if I do. You know, boys, you ever wonder why Jimmy Carter outlived every one of us?
They always told us in Hollywood, the good die young.
Ha ha ha! That's it. I don't know too many Democrat presidents who were from my...
Well, there was... JFK.
Yeah, Kennedys. Lots of them up here. In
true,
fact.
True, but they were all gunned down. We all died of natural causes.
I think I died from boredom.
Dickie, can I call you Dickie?
I don't see why not. Just none of that tricky Dickie business. Dickie, I'm not a crook.
What's your take on this Romney fellow?
Well, let me make this perfectly clear. Mitt Romney seems like a nice fellow, all right, but I don't know. I'm not sure the sauce is good enough.
I'm not sure I'm following
the
you.
Sauce, it's all right. I'm just thinking our party is over is all.
Well, if we can bring the trickle back, I'm not so sure.
I'm kind of glad Jimmy beat me.
How's that, Jerry?
Well, I'm not so sure I could have handled that whole Khomeini thing as well as he did.
What do you mean? That mission failed.
Yes, and I was the one who took the credit for the release of the hostages because I carried a big stick. And who can forget Mr. Gorbachev? Dear Mr. Gorbachev.
Actually, Gorbachev and his fellows had more to do with that wall going down than you, Ronnie.
Mr. Gorbachev. Tear this wall down.
Ronnie, shut up.
What we need is not more government, but less schools.
Is that how it went?
Dickie, why are you going to go all over that those old tapes again?
I'm not a crook.
Can't you just let go of the past, let go of all that stuff?
Well, boys, I was just checking for any mistakes I might have made.
Your hamburger's ready, Dickie. Yours too, Jerry.
Thanks.
Say, did you hear Donna Summer and that Mr. Gibb fellow were up here now?
Oh, I could care less. I'm going to make a call on Elvis a bit later. I owe him one. You care to join me?
Oh, that's okay.
Yes, I think I'll pass too. It's getting late. Maybe you can all join me for another visit next week. I'm planning on lobster.
No thanks. But you go ahead and have your fun. I'm going to do some channeling for Mick.
I am not a crook kind of talk, if I may be so bold.
No. Just, it's okay to lie, jargon, you know. That's always worked for the party, gentlemen. Gerald, you were the exception.
Thank you. I think.
I am not a crook or a cook.
Doggy dreamer.
Split the breezes, you mew hip coyotes.
Say, Robin Gibb, who would have thought there would be cows in heaven?
And so many, Donna.
And so many, Robin. Say, Robin, were you listening to three of our former presidents a few minutes ago here on Trail Mix?
No, I was busy working on a new version of Jive Talking with none other than John Denver.
John Denver? He's not disco.
No, but he's dead.
Okay, but I still can't imagine him doing Jive Talking with you.
Oh, yeah, Donna, and I'm really helping him on a new version of one of his songs.
Which one?
Rocky Mountain High.
Okay, well, I guess I'll believe it. I'll believe it when I hear it.
Oh, you'll believe it all right.
You may as well ask me to believe Richard Nixon will help me with an ethereal version of Love to Love You, Baby.
Funny you should say that, Donna. And speak of the devil.
I am not a crook.
Why, Mr. President.
I'm not a devil. Listen, Donna, you don't owe me anything. But I beg of you to remember when I went on Laughing. Did that whole Sakatumi routine. For a few brief moments, I was
as
incredibly
hip as Anders Hosmark, the adorable
I was hip.
Hipster, I w- Mr. President.
You said it. I was hip.
Well, I'm guessing you know the lyrics already?
Donna, babe, this is heaven. The glass isn't dark anymore.
I'll just leave you two disco sex gods to your own devices.
See you later, Robin.
Donna, may I have this boogie?
My pleasure.
When you're laying so close to me, there's no place I'd rather be than you with me alone. Baby. Let me make this perfectly clear. To love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love to love you, baby. Love to love you, baby.
Heaven with me and Elvis and Johnny Cash and wow. Well, gosh, John, I'm so excited to be here working on all these songs with you. I just love staying alive, especially since nobody can kill us anymore. Anyway, oh God, stay away from airplanes. Far out! How did you get here? Well, it's a long story, but, you know, I'm here now, and that's all that matters. I want to meet Donna. I got to meet Donna. Far out! She's just singing with Richard Nixon, of all people, right now. Richard Nixon! Is heaven a kick or what? It's a kick, all right, and I just got here. Good Lord, God, you know, I have this feeling when Annie gets up here, she's, you know, someday, she's just going to love it. Well, how can you not? All the cows and horses and there's Rockies up here, man. There are Rockies, and you can smoke dope, and it won't kill you. Well, I didn't know dope did kill you. Well, if everything in moderation on planet Earth, Robin, but you know that. Well, yeah, Mr. Herbal Tea and Mr. Yeah. Anyway, far out. I just have to say, I want you to hear this new version of Thank God I'm a Country Boy, okay? I'd love to, and we're going to collaborate. We got all the time in the world. Yeah, 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 you doggy, split the breezes.
Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands.
To rise early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. With a simple kind of life, never did me no harm. Raising me a family, working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, got me old food, and the sun's coming up, and the cake's on the griddle.
coming up with the cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. The day he died, and he took me by the hand, held me close to his side, said live a good life, played a fiddle and cried. Thank God, oh, nothing more. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
Chapter 964. Memoirs of my first 12 millennia in heaven. Once I got a dictaphone, I realized all those tapes mean nothing. Because after all, former Quaker that I was, I realized that none of that really mattered. All the mistakes, all the lies, all the cover-ups, all the Watergate scandals can't break my spirit. And so, St. Peter gave me a dictaphone so I could transcribe my new thoughts. My purged thoughts, my higher self thoughts. And so in this chapter, I start to take stock of my new friends who are in the distance, even as I write this or transcribe this into my dictaphone, my recorder. Sailing down a beautiful stream of heaven. Yes, let me make this most perfectly clear. I am finally happy.
Well, I never thought I would meet John Denver. How you like these inner tubes, John?
Far out! Thank God I'm floating down a stream with Ronald Reagan. And I'm his friend. And I'm happy to be here with Donna.
And I'm happy to be here with you, Robin.
And Jerry Ford?
I'm very happy to be here. And Ron is, I guess, going to invite us over for another barbecue.
By the way, did you know that the lobsters and the meat that we eat and these kind of trips are really not meat at all? We're all here to say, happy, happy heaven, happy heaven, happy heaven.
Happy heaven.
Far out! I love you guys. Hey, do you guys want to hear a song?
Not right now. Let's just enjoy the inner tubes and the fine weather and the beautiful sunshine and setting there in the west out there. They even got a west.
Yeah, I love to love you, heaven. Staying alive, staying alive, staying alive, staying alive.
Hey, here comes Richard after all. He's gonna join us. Richard, come on, grab an inner tube. Jump in the water. It's perfect 70 degrees.
I always like 70 degrees.
Destination from the planet below, from the habitation of the things we know, a jigsaw heaven from a screwed-up Earth, where we finally get a second birth. Even Richard Nixon and Ronnie Reagan find peace amidst a disco lake, and John Denver can fly his plane again, and the Gibb brothers can soon jive talk till 10, and Donna and Jerry share an inner tube, and Richard found a friend in a dictaphone. And Richard found a friend in a dictaphone. Where it's at. Where it's at.
A rubber in a tube and a dictaphone. Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Got a rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Got a rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Far out.
Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone. Got a rubber in a tube and a dictaphone. Got a rubber in a tube and a dictaphone. Got a rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Got a rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Well, rubber in a tube and a dictaphone. 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 Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Far out in a dictaphone.
Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Well, it's a tube and a dictaphone. Rubber in a tube and a dictaphone.
Rubber in a tube. Rubber in a tube and a dick. And a dick for your phone.
Ah. Love to love you, Donna.
I love you, Rich.
Yo, so Mr. White, you're doing this for your family, ain't you?
That's right, Missy. Now, get those pots over there and try to keep things clean, all right?
Hey, who you think you're talking to here? You're talking to the Chili King.
We're not using any chili powder in these donuts or bread. Or anything. No more chili powder. You got that, Messy Pinkman? Pink Rim? Mr. White, just get the pots and pans ready and take the shopping list to Whole Foods. None of that cheap crap. No Walmart stuff this time.
No, Walmart. That's how you save money, Mr. White. No.
Walmart. You got that, Messy. No. Walmart.
Whatever you say, Mr. White. But I'm telling you, it's gonna cost a lot of money at Whole Foods.
It's gonna be organic or nothing, Pink Rim.
Bitch. You got that right. Now, once you get these ingredients, I'll give you the cash. You bring them back here. By the dark of night, we drive out to the desert and we start cooking.
No chili powder.
No chili powder, Messy. We do it clean and we do donuts with no chili powder. I know we're in New Mexico, it doesn't matter. No more chili powder. You're not the chili king anymore. We are the baking duo. We'll think of a catchphrase that we're both happy with.
Yo, Mr. White, science.
Science.
Don't call my cell phone anymore, okay?
Why not? I like talking to you, Miss.
No more phone calls.
I can't have my family get any inclination of what we're doing. Do you hear me?
Yo, Mr. White. Yo, I think we should break for a song.
I think so too, because, you know, we don't have a lot of time.
Yo, it's Trail Mix after all.
And Trail Mix doesn't get paid for this, do they? Just...
It's Messy.
I know it's Messy. Real Messy. Real Messy. Real Messy.
Now get those ingredients and get your tail back here.
You don't have to shout, Mr. White.
And you don't have to switch from right to left channel, Messy. It confuses the audience.
Yo, Mr. White. Yo, Mr. White. Yo, 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 yo. You're a yo, 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 yo.
Just shut up and get the ingredients.
Hey, yo, Mr. White. I got the stuff.
Bring it over here, Messy.
Yo, right here.
What is this?
It's wheat, Mr. White. What do you think it is?
This is bleached white flour?
Yeah.
I want whole grain, full wheat, with no additives.
I got it at Whole Foods, just like you said, Mr. White.
Messy, listen to me. I don't care where you got this. This isn't going to work.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Never mind.
You can't win.
Anyway.
Yeah, right.
Says you.
So anyway,
if you're lucky.
Who cares?
Semantics.
Yeah, really.
Anyway, go on.
Just checking, Mr. White. So says you.
Never mind.
Mom? How come Dad and you are separated and he doesn't come home anymore?
Well, Walt Jr., it's a long story, but your dad's changing professions, you might say. He's out. Well, I can't talk about it.
Yeah, right. It's probably all your fault.
You want me to fix you some breakfast?
I guess so. So, Mom, where is Dad?
He's on a trip.
Trip? What do you mean?
Well, he's gone. He'll come back. He's making some money for you and me and the baby on the way.
Yeah, that sounds like a likely story.
Anyway, never mind.
Whatever.
We can't win.
Anyway.
Yeah, right.
Says you.
So anyway.
If you're lucky.
Go on. Anyway.
Yeah, really.
Who cares?
Just checking.
Semantics.
Teach his own.
So, your Uncle Hank and Miriam are coming over tonight.
I don't care. Is Dad coming back?
Your Uncle Hank has some stories to tell you about the DEA.
That's cool, but how come Dad can't be here?
He's... Never mind.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Can't win.
Anyway.
Says you.
If you're lucky.
Anyway, go on.
Who cares?
Just checking. Hank! Uncle Hank!
How's it going, Walt Jr.?
Hey, Uncle Hank, how long do you think we can be trying to keep going on this Breaking Bad satire before people realizing that we're running out of ideas and time?
Probably just as soon as they realize that we don't get paid to do trail mixes. And it's a weekly show, and if we fill it up with more songs, we can make it work.
Never mind.
Whatever.
Can't win.
Says you.
So anyway.
Go on.
Who cares?
Never mind.
Whatever. That was so funny.
I gotta get back to work, son.
Where do you go, by the way, all the time?
It's a meth lab. There, now you know, okay?
Meth lab? Well, you wanted to know. Can I watch? Okay. I sure hope Obama wins.
I do too, son. And maybe I wouldn't have to do this. Well, let's pay those hospital bills.
Let's go, Dad.
Never mind.